went to a donut shop, and then we're coming back, and parted company, and I was almost down by then, and I was walking along, and the patrol car, the street was empty, the patrol car passed, and a policeman peered out at me with a terrific scowl on his face. He looked so unhappy, I thought I'd cheer him up, and I waved, and smiled, and the police car stopped and pulled back, and they came out, and this, in a very aggressive voice, wanted to see my ID, immediately flashed their flashlight into my eyes. And he says, no response. You know, the pupils didn't respond to the light. And he said, what are you up on? And all this time, I was so open, I forgot to be afraid of them. And I said, well, I'm on acid. As though they were just hippies on the street and might have asked me. And they said, in effect, you're busted.
What for?
Because I admitted in front of two police officers that I was using or under the influence of an illegal drug. But this, I found out later, is unconstitutional. Like, they can't arrest me if I tell them anything in response to a question of theirs, because that's the Fifth Amendment. So anyway, I was arrested and charged with being drunk in public and endangering the health and safety of myself and others. That was the formal charge that was filed. Beautiful. That was really... And jail was a bad place on acid.
You were in jail while you were under acid?
Yeah, because I still wasn't quite down, and I got in about 6 o'clock in the morning. Jail, and they took 9 sets of fingerprints, and I think, and everybody was getting up for breakfast, so I just started my day in jail. The oracle bailed me out. I didn't know whom to call, so I finally called the oracle.